This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, DZ, we always start the show with little victories, something positive about the day.
Mm-hmm.
The positive thing is my kids are still in school. I know MPS called out.
Yeah.
I know West Dallas, West Milwaukee. I'd seen like Cudahy. I'd seen up and down the lake.
The closer you get.
But the farther out you get, like New Berlin. I don't know about Waukesha. I don't want to jinx anyone. But, you know.
They say, we'll see y'all.
My kids are going to school as of this second.
As of right now.
Unless they call it in the next hour or so. My kids were so mad. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a victory or not.
I mean, it is for the parents.
It is for the parents.
Sorry, youngins.
But be safe out there because you said it was already snowing by you.
Well, when I left this morning, and you know, we get here early, I looked outside and went, flurry, sure enough. And by the time I actually was leaving the house.
By Bayview?
Man, in Bayview, it was already coming down. It was already sticking. My wife's car was already starting to get covered. And I went, wow.
But not a drop in Hale's Corners yet. This is
interesting. Not a stitch.
Not a stitch. It's going to be interesting to watch today.
Yeah.
All right, what's your little victory?
You hear it. You hear my little victory.
Your voice?
My voice.
Is back?
I mean, I wouldn't say 100%.
But it's better.
It's better. We're getting there.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, we've been talking about love this week because of Valentine's Day on Friday.
Valentine. V-Day.
Hallmark holiday that Hudson didn't know what a Hallmark holiday was, which made me laugh.
Kids.
Nor did he know what Hallmark was. Let's just keep it real.
And these kids don't know nothing about nothing.
No, of course not. But DZ and I, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're an affectionate person,
mm-hmm.
and you said something interesting about negative affection, which I had never heard that saying before.
Yeah. And it's like a weird framing of it, because
mm-hmm.
I don't mean negative affection is like people hating on you,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean more as like the the affection that's geared towards a negative origin, right?
Okay.
For example.
Give me an example.
A lot of people have been reaching out about our daughter.
Your daughter that you lost, Elsie, yeah.
Right? And it's been a little, not to say overwhelming, but it's been a lot on my spirit. And I know it's because people are thinking of us.
Yeah.
But that's what I would consider, quote unquote, negative affection. As appreciated as it is, it's like, it's overwhelming in the sense of now I'm like, oh, everybody's thinking about me in a negative way. And like, the way I am as an individual, I'll internalize that and go like, I don't want people thinking like I'm like, I don't know, like I'm not okay. Like,
well, see, I think of affection, I think of touch.
It's different.
And when you said, you know, people have been coming up and hugging you, mm-hmm. and doing that, mm-hmm. without really, you know, saying, can I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
That I never thought of that as negative affection as well. Like, do you see it like that?
You might not want to be touched.
Yeah.
And that might trigger something, might not be a phenomenal response. And sure,
yeah.
A hug can be releasing and embraceful, mm-hmm. and affectionate, like you're saying, right? But who says you want to release that emotion in that moment?
Mm.
And if somebody just comes up and hugs you,
it's like forced affection.
It's a forced affection. And to be honest with you, I'm not necessarily a super affectionate person.
Mm.
I'm verbally affectionate. Mm. I'll tell my people I love them, mm-hmm. but I'm not necessarily lovey-dovey and I'm going to hug up on you and my smooches. My kids, my wife, that's different.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a goofball and weirdo with them.
I had to look up the meaning of affectionate because my whole life thought it was touch,
mm-hmm.
and hugs,
mm-hmm.
and hand holding and things like that. I never realized affectionate, the meaning is readily feeling or showing fondness or tenderness. So yeah like you said, just showing care is affection. Like, I never thought about it like that.
I'm not super
today
affectionate.
I feel like my head is exploding when I think about this, you know?
And I will embrace affection. Mm-hmm. I'm never one to 100% reject it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't want to be that person that rejects somebody's affection.
Yeah.
If you're willing to show me love, I appreciate that. But I'm not always wanting to receive the affection, because it becomes overwhelming and then I don't know what to do with myself.
Right? No, I understand that. My mind is blown right now, because every time people say, are you affectionate? I thought they meant like
touchy-feely.
Yeah. I've never thought of it differently, and I get it. Now I'm looking at it from a totally different perspective now.
But I would consider you affectionate in every aspect of what affection means,
aww.
Right? Like, you're thoughtful, you're direct, you will hit somebody up, you'll buy something. You will, mm-hmm. you will be affectionate, right?
Well,
Do I think you're affectionate with everyone?
Hell no.
I think you're guarded.
Aren't
we all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when somebody's in your circle, you are super affectionate.
Thanks,
you are super affectionate.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
I think so.
Because I feel, you know, sometimes I feel like I am too guarded against people, but knowing that I'm good to the people that I care about,
mm-hmm.
you make me feel, that's a very nice compliment. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think you're the same too, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah, because I can hug you and you'll bring it in, but I understand that you don't want everybody hugging you.
Yeah.
It's different because we're like family. I get that about you, and I think you're the same with your people. I think you take care of them.
I'm more welcoming to it,
yeah.
for sure. Can mm-hmm. I be honest, though? Even with my family,
yeah.
I there's moments, like, it's just this weird internal sensation where, like, I don't want anybody near me or to touch me, and it almost gives me the heebie-jeebies of, like, don't. Right now, please do not touch me.
Yeah.
And we've never had that moment where I'm like, please do not come near me, right?
But I would respect it, and I would probably pick up on it if you said that.
And I don't want anybody to feel like, oh, like, don't come up to DZ. Like, he don't like people. Oh, my gosh, right?
That's not the case either.
That's not the case whatsoever. But there are moments where even with my wife, even with my children, I'm like, not right now. Please.
Don't touch me.
Please do not touch me right now. It's like a sensory thing. I'm overwhelmed and whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe it's the environment that feels too loud. I actually know it's sometimes the environment that feels too loud. But yeah, it's my sensory impact that I go, please don't. Please don't. I have to be receptive to it.
That's fair. And a lot of people are like that. I had to learn to stop hugging everyone mm-hmm. over the years because some people have physical trauma or mm-hmm. all kinds of things that, you know, you don't know about, or they just don't want to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stopped forcing, because I'm such a hugger, I stopped being like,
you're affectionate.
I'm like, can I hug you?
Yep.
Or yes, no, maybe. Somebody texted in and said, touching a pregnant belly equals negative affection. Again, depends on the person.
Negative affection. I would consider that negative affection.
You're saying saying because they're just like,
I'm sorry, that's extremely intimate.
It is intimate.
That is extremely intimate and private. You don't know that. That's like touching somebody's hair. Mm-hmm. I consider touching somebody's hair negative affection.
Mm.
That's extremely intimate and private. You don't just get to touch the crown on my head.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, DZ, with your wife. If you don't want her touching you, how does that work? Does she get mad?
No. Yeah. No, because
she probably knows you so well that it probably doesn't even faze her.
No, and we're actually similar to where sometimes she's like, please get up off me. I'm trying to be weird and y'all up in her face. And she's like, back the bleep
back up.
Bro, you about to get jabbed in the throat. Back
totally,
the bleep up. Or
absolutely.
She's like, you're a furnace right now. Get off me. Move, right?
I do that to my kids, right? I'm like, you're hot. Get off of me.
Don't worry about us. She gets it.
That's funny. All right, 414-533-1037. Are you affectionate? That is the question of the day. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We have been getting deep this morning on the question of the day about affection, DZ. Lindsay and Grafton texted in because we were asking, are you an affectionate person? And she said, overstimulated. I get that way sometimes too. I get sensory overload just like you, but mine is more sounds. You get it with the touching. You get overstimulated. The sounds make me crazy sometimes.
And it could be triggered by the sounds around that I'm like, oh, now I'm just like overwhelmed and no thank you.
Yeah,
I get it.
But you and I said, I'm affectionate with my circle. You're affectionate, I think, with your people.
For the most part.
But not people we don't know as much. I'll hug anyone, let's be real.
But in root, I'm not an affectionate person. Mm-hmm. Just to be completely honest, I ask my wife, I am not an affectionate person.
Well, and I learned that affection is more than just touch. Mm-hmm. I thought it was all touch, but it's really just showing love to people and fondness. So let's go to Kate the Great this morning in East Troy.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello, my new Instagram friend. How are you?
It's so fun. I'm doing so great. And I just love being a part of your conversation.
Aww, jinx. Double jinx.
We were showing
you
affection by going, aww.
I know. I was trying to give you some affectionate comments. I grew up in a very Sicilian household. Very lovey, huggy. You greet someone, you kiss them, you thank them, you know. And so that, to me, was always affection. But it's interesting how you were talking about the way Allie is with her inner circle, because that is truly showing affection for friends, taking care of them and showing that you care. So I was brought up always showing love, but knowing what it is and knowing what it means is something different now that I'm older. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, that's deep.
Well, and Lindsay and Grafton, similar. She said, yes, like you, Allie, I have to rein it back sometimes because not everyone's a hugger. So same thing, you know, we're overly like, hi.
Well, and think, bro, I grew up in a Hispanic household, like Kate the Great, a Sicilian household. Very, you walk in and it's greet everybody with a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
As a kid, you do that, right? You're like, okay,
bet.
But it's as you grow up, and honestly, as you, you know, embrace different people in different cultures, you realize not everybody does that.
No.
You, you get enough weird looks when you lean in for a cheek kiss where you're like, oh, oops, my bad. Culture.
Right. They're like, hold on a second. That's
you know, it's funny. My daughter started kissing people at school when she was in kindergarten because she saw us always kissing each other.
That's funny.
She was kissing like other girls, and then this whole thing happened.
Yep.
But besides that, she shows affection.
We got to deal with that with Sammy because he's an affectionate little one for sure.
He's so damn cute. That little Sammy. I love hugging his little cute self.
We're going to need all the tips with that one, Kate. Let us know how you deal with that, okay? We're next.
Lady killer over there, Sammy. All right, thanks for calling, Kate the Great.
Good to hear from you guys. Talk to you soon.
You called
Bye.
Us.
So thanks for the call, y'all.
I love her. She's so fun. All right, let's go to Lori, our OG, calling from Timmerman Airport. Hi, Lori.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everybody.
Buenos días, huevas.
Good morning.
Hueva.
All right. Are you an affectionate person, Lori?
No, not a physical one.
What? Really? Oh, okay. I was going to say, Lori is affectionate. She is affectionate.
You're always spreading love around the world. Yeah.
You know, again, I'll reiterate, not a physical one.
Right.
I don't. I grew up in a weird life. My family didn't show affection like that. I love my children and my grandchildren. I will hug and kiss them and the boyfriend and my brother and my best friend. But past that,
nope.
I don't want people touching me. I don't want them hugging me, kissing me. I don't know where you've been.
Noted.
I don't know what your hands
are. And I was always like triggered my whole life. Because I have always had very long hair, and everybody always wants to touch your hair.
Yep.
And I had one rule. It's like, you know what? If you touch my hair,
it's a wrap.
We're either fighting or we're effing.
Okay, well, that is enough. Okay, goodbye.
Bye, OG. We love you.
There are children listening. Goodbye, Lori.
They both mean fighting. Yeah. Both, yeah. She was like, we're either fighting.
You're right.
With a capital F.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. DZ, I appreciate that. Last but not least, let's go to Kelly in Sussex as we're talking about if you're affectionate this morning. Oh my goodness. Jeez. Oh. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So did you hear what I said? That I always thought affection was just touch, and I'm realizing today it's showing love, period, and everybody's different. I didn't realize that.
Very expansive.
Yeah. Well, Kristen in Delavan texted in and said, my son got suspended from school for showing affection. He hugs his friend when she broke her foot on the playground. What? There's got to be more to that.
That makes sense.
That's a topic for another day.
Yep.
Kelly, are you an affectionate person?
I am physically affectionate with my family and friends that I care about. Otherwise, I don't like people touching me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like hugs, things like that. Just, they make me stiffen up. I don't know.
They make me stiffen up. I like the way she explained. That's good imagery, bro. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I get rigid. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all scared me.
get up off of me.
Yeah.
They say, if you touch me, we either fighting or fighting.
Yeah.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Uh-oh.
You see it.
Oh, come on.
You see it.
You know what? I'm leaving.
Do you want to read it?
Can't get my ex out of my head. You know I got man problems. I don't. And you know what I just went through. You know what? Forget you, DZ.
You want to read it?
What would DZ do?
No, I'm joking.
Do you want me to read it? Actually, your voice sounds pretty good today.
Let me read it.
Good, because I feel the trauma entering my body from all the dating.
Oh Lord.
Nah. No. What's up?
So Henry hit us up and says he can't get over his ex. Mm. Let me just get right in.
Yeah.
I dated a girl 5 years ago and stupidly ended the relationship because we were in our last year of school and I thought I wanted to have the single college life experience. Mm. Since then, I've never stopped thinking about her and our relationship. I've had a few girlfriends, two decently long relationships between then and now, mm-hmm. and through both of them, I found ways to compare them to her and ruin the relationship.
Oh, geez.
I've been single for a few months and I can't stop thinking about her. I literally think of her daily. But here's the thing.
Dang.
Back 5 years ago, I told her almost immediately after we broke up that it was a mistake, and she wasn't having it.
Oh.
What do I do now? I'm still blocked, and I can't help myself, but I can't let her go.
She said, no second chance, my guy.
Recently, a friend of mine mentioned that he matched with her on a dating app and asked if it was cool if he pursues her.
Dun, dun, dun.
I told him it wasn't cool.
The plot's thickening. The plot, he said straight up no.
He said nah.
Wow. Oh, this is getting good.
I don't know what to do. I can't get over her, and I can't be with her. I'm stuck. Help me out.
Aww.
So I named him Heartbroken Henry.
Aww.
Heartbroken Henry. Aw, cue the violin. Aw. Man's is just feeling it because he ain't got a Valentine.
Maybe. Might be the case.
He ain't got, it's cold outside and it's snowing and he ain't got nothing to warm to cuddle up to.
What's interesting is it sounds like he's looking for her and everyone else that he dates.
This is the one that got away.
That's the problem. And so he's comparing her to everyone he dates. So he's not going to be happy.
Jokes aside, this is different.
But she's not going to be with him.
They dated 5 years ago, though.
That's a long time ago.
It's like,
come on.
Like,
you got to move on, dude.
Think about what was going on 5 years ago. Everybody was jammed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, restrictions, quarantine. Yep. Who knows what happened within their relationship that bonded them? But they might, my mans might be Stockholm syndromed into this relationship.
Yeah.
And been comparing everybody to her because they spent so much close time together.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how long they dated before then and through then, 5 years ago was basically COVID.
Well, yes. And sometimes when you have an ex, you only think about the good stuff.
Oh, 100%.
And you forget about all of the other other stuff because you're so hyper focused on the good stuff. And then you redate them and you're like, what the hell?
Let me tell you the problem, though.
Ugh.
He ended the relationship because he thought he was about to go and have some singles, like have all free for all, right?
He was,
last year of college, he was like, I'm about to wild out.
To eat his have his cake and eat it too, I guess, because he did break up with her.
He broke up with her, right? He wanted to be single, right? Yeah. And shout out to you for breaking up with her.
I don't have an issue with that. I think you should live your life at some point if you want.
It's the immediate regret, though. Mm. He saw the grass wasn't greener right off rip, and she went, sucker. Stupid. Not to say, you know, stupid, but stupid.
Yeah.
And doesn't want him back. Or is she just playing super hard to get?
Somebody said Allie could take him out. What the? No,
hey, all right, chill out.
Off, you guys.
Nah, chill out. Allie got her own heartbreak.
I got my own issues to deal with, okay? And there's nothing worse than having feelings for somebody and not being able to be with them.
Yeah.
You know, that's some of the worst pain ever, honestly. I've been down that road 1,000 times. Well, not 1,000, but enough to know that it sucks.
My advice doesn't make sense today, though.
Why?
Because and it's not just like a get over it. I'm trying to actual advice. Go get hypnotized, man.
Oh.
Go to a hypnotist.
That's creative, though.
Yeah, like creatively thinking of something to try to get you over her, because that's what I think you got to do. Go get hypnotized. Try to convince yourself that she sucks. You know, try to forget her. Obviously.
Lie to yourself.
Nah, bro, like for real, like erase her from your life, because if you can't stop thinking about her, he says he's thinking about her daily. Mm-hmm. I bet you got pictures. I bet you still got little old things that she wrote you or gave you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Get rid of all that, man. Why are you doing this to yourself? And go to the hypnotist for real.
Do you know what Dawn from Hustaford texted in?
Where the hell is Hustaford?
I don't know. Let me look that up right now. She said, the true meaning of F-A-F-O, bleep around and find out.
And he did. And regretted it immediately. And she had moved on. Henry, I'm sorry, but you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And the only way I can think of is by eliminating her from her life and then hitting that homie up and saying, my boy, actually take her out.
Yeah.
I know it's going to kill you to see. Kill you even think about. That's why you said no, it wasn't cool for you to pursue.
Oh, it's in Dodge County. You up there?
Oh,
you're
she's
north
up there.
Of Watertown.
Jeez. Dang, Dawn. Shout out, Dawn.
Oh, kind of west of Hartford. Okay. So I'd have to go past Cabela's. Now I'm following. Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's a highway excursion.
It's definitely a highway excursion. Somebody texted in and said, just be glad you don't have children. You're young. You'll be fine.
Sure. But no, because kids do make things a lot harder, but let's not downplay love.
Yeah.
And finding the love of your life, whether you have kids or not, is still heartbreaking.
That's true. It's the Kiss FM Studios, WXSS HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Samantha texted in and said, if she's the one, you two will find your way back to each other. Just let go and see what happens.
Mm.
Do you believe that? I read that somewhere. Somebody the other day was like, if you're your soulmates,
she's
you'll always
let them
end
go.
Up together. And I'm like,
if
I don't
know
if
back,
that's the case.
It was meant to be.
I don't know about that.
Honestly, you got to fight for it. I'm sorry. Sure, when it's meant to be, but it's people assume that it's going to be a fairy tale and easy.
Yeah.
That's just a metaphor for if you guys are meant to be, that the world will give you an opportunity again.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But you still got to fight for that opportunity.
That's true.
And sometimes you got to force the world to put you in a place to give you that opportunity.
Just don't be a psycho and stalk them, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I realized my eyes got crazy and I was like, chase her, my boy.
Yeah,
love her forever.
And part of me was like, yeah, that's hot. And then I was like, hold on, that's not hot. That's creepy. Slow down, my guy.
It only sounds hot because my voice is Barry White.
Well, it sounds hot if you want them back, okay?
That's what it's
only hot if you like them too, okay? Just screw it.
It only sounded good because the way I'm talking and when you're really in love, it makes sense.
But
when you don't want somebody, that's a restriction.
Don't listen to DZ and I. You know
what?
Never mind.
Hold on.
I'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, today is about a guy who can't stop thinking about a girl he dated when in college.
5 years ago, bruh.
And then now, he let her go the last year and immediately decided he wanted her back, and he can't stop thinking about his ex now.
Heartbreak Henry, my boy. He thought he wanted the single life, and every girlfriend since, he's compared to the one that got away.
Somebody texted in and said, bro, get some therapy. The only reason you want her is because you can't have her. There are people like that.
That's mad valid.
Where they only want you because you tell them no.
It's been 5 years.
And then you give them you, and then they don't don't want you, because you know what I mean? Like, she may say yes, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, never mind, because it's all the chase.
Well, and think about it like this, to put it in perspective on that end, right? Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years. She may not be the same individual you dated 5 years ago.
Especially in your 20s, and she probably isn't.
Right? Who knows?
Probably is, because you do change a lot in your 20s, yeah.
If you guys have similar circles and friends, I'm mm-hmm. thinking you might be seeing her because one of your homies or a friend, quote unquote, maybe acquaintance, matched with her on a dating site.
And you're jealous.
Hit you up and was like, hey, you mind if I slide in her DMs?
Sounds more
and you
said, no, jealous.
You must be seeing her all the time, mm-hmm. either by force or by grace of God, whatever mm-hmm. it might be, bro. But you got to get her about your life.
Well, let's go to Ebony, our girl in Milwaukee. You know, she's single. I know she has something to say about this.
No, she's not. She's dating you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my boo thing. Don't tell my other boo things, though. You know how many galentines I have?
Yeah, don't be telling people I'm single out here. Don't be letting people know. I do not want people to be blowing me up.
Yeah, she's cuffed up without me.
I'm not blowing you up either.
You like me, it's over.
Get out of here.
Anyway.
Ebony, what do you think?
Okay, so I've been through this Henry. And I'm going to tell you now. Sometimes you move your feet, you lose your dang seat, okay? And karma is real, and sometimes she gonna come and sit right on your chest. Oof. You can't breathe right now because you miss her.
Yeah.
You want to compare it to everybody in your life, but listen, it's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. If you felt that bad, you should have doubled back a couple weeks after you did what you did, but no. You got out here and wanted to party hard and chill out with this person and that person, and now you're like, okay, now I'm lame. Let me go dial back to the last girl
that
really cared about
me. Really
loved
me.
I feel your energy, because you know what we are right now? Triggered by
all the men. Or that he really loved.
We're triggered by the dudes that dumped us and then tried to come back.
That realized it was a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
Triggered!
Well, my favorite thing you said was, you move your feet, you lose your seat.
You lose your seat.
Think about that.
You better leave that girl alone and let her find her real husband.
Better later date her. Honestly, she's going to have to date the homie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to help.
Okay.
That's what's going to help.
Listen, hold on now, DZ. Hold on now.
What?
Now, just because one person don't take care of you don't mean the next person won't.
Mm.
Now, his homie probably seen something in her that he was missing years ago.
Mm.
So it's like, again, move your feet, lose your seat.
It's
some odd million people on this earth. You're not going to stop motion for one.
True.
Wait a second. So, Ebony, you think that the friend should go out with her, the friend that matched with her on a dating app? Should actually date her?
I feel like anybody but him.
Okay. See, I'm saying go ahead and do it, because then that's going to charge you up and maybe create some animosity in your head to just end the relationship with both of them, or at least make yourself okay with the ending of the relationship from 5 years ago, because you're still not broken up with her in your head. And you're the one that broke up with her.
Yeah. But so the advice.
And it's like he the one that did it to himself.
Yep.
It's not like she left him.
Exactly.
Okay, but hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on. Now that I have to think about this for a second, though, but the advice DZ gave was get hypnotized. So do you have any advice, Ebony, other than forget that guy? Because I'm with you, girlfriend. Don't get me.
You're talking about get hypnotized? Okay, what you can do,
how can he forget about her?
You can just, I don't know, honey. Because, I mean.
You're screwed.
Him dating other people isn't helping.
You.
He keeps comparing them to her.
He said,
go ahead,
listen,
Ebony.
Listen, DZ, you said do some hypnosis.
Yep.
Okay. Listen, I don't know what you got to do, sir, but just leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just your time has came and went. You got to know when to give up on something.
Yeah, DZ is right, though, about you have to change your mindset, because your mind has now convinced you in your head that she's the one, and you're almost obsessed probably in your little mind, hyper-focused.
And even if you aren't talking to her or reaching out,
your mind is convincing you.
And then you're going to get creepy, my boy, and that's going to change your aura. That's going to change your whole aura.
You become delusional if that's the nice.
Well, I'm going to leave y'all. Y'all with this.
What?
Some people are in love with the ideal of being with you and not really in love with you.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta stop confusing the two, because that was 5 years ago. The same woman that was 5 years ago is not the same woman now.
Dang. Mic drop.
You know what? Bella texted and said, she said what she said. Yes, Ebony.
Appreciate you.
Amen.
All right, fam. We'll holler at you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye, y'all.
Love you, bye.
Love.
Okay, so Amanda is up next in Racine, and I'm dying to see what Amanda's going to say. How is he supposed to forget about his ex? Amanda!
Turn up!
Close enough.
Close
all
enough.
Right, Amanda, I had a lot to say. Are we a little too early that time? I don't even know.
We have time. We
I don't
have
know where
time.
I'm at anymore.
For you, we got time.
Well, we kind of got sideswiped because Ebony and I get triggered by people dumping us and then wanting us back. But this isn't about us. This is about how does this guy forget about his ex? You know what I mean? Because he seems to be a little too, he thinks she's the one, but it's 5 years ago already.
And not to disagree with Ebony, but I get what she was saying between knowing the difference between loving somebody and loving the idea of somebody.
100%.
I think this dude's an actual love.
Oh.
I think this dude is an actual love.
Okay.
For sure. But
I agree with what Ebony said, though.
Okay,
and I'm just going to say, I'm going to take the words of JoJo and say, it's just too little, too late.
I thought she was going to say, leave, get out
right now. Nope, nope. She said, too little, too late. Deep cut.
I got to switch it off, you know.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. Why? You know what?
Bruh.
Why is my eye itching right now?
Chill out.
Seriously.
Chill out.
DZ,
chill out.
If my eye is itching and it's just,
nope.
What is the am I the jerk today?
You shut your mouth
no,
right
you
now.
No, you shut your mouth. Actually, no, tell me what the, you're the one who wanted to know if you're the jerk in this scenario.
Okay. Well,
which,
by the way,
we got lit up on Facebook yesterday.
We got lit up?
Oh, lit up.
Why? Wait.
Oh, we got lit up about saying that she was the jerk. For going to the baby shower.
And only dropping off.
And not staying. People were very triggered and very angry with us about our views that we thought. They got very upset about, they were like, she lost a mother.
Well, now I definitely don't want to go today.
Now I'm scared.
Oh, now I don't want to go today. Never mind. I'm out.
I mean, people were angry. I was like, okay, well, we did it. I'm obviously feel okay.
Okay, our bad. It was we never said we were savants of anything.
Well, they do that. It's the thing where nothing trumps losing your parent, right?
At all.
So they were like, how could you say that, you know, she had to go to the shower when she lost her mother? And I'm like, I understand that.
We get it.
I'm not trying to be insensitive.
We love our moms too,
we upset a lot of people. So
our
now
bad.
I'm scared to say anything. Well, no, I'm not. Let's go. I'm not afraid to say anything. Let's go.
That makes one of us. Now I'm nervous and I'm sweating and I'm
screw
hot.
That. DZ, all right.
Well,
let's remember who we are. Let's go.
You know, you're right.
We're just being ourselves.
You're right.
We don't always get it right, okay?
Thank you.
We don't always get it right. We just have an opinion like everyone else.
Our cape sometimes falls off and we appear human.
Thank you.
Wild.
We mess up too.
All right.
And we might have gotten it wrong yesterday. Our bad.
And I might be wrong today too.
Well,
we'll see.
Why is my eye itching?
Okay. Well, let's get through the story before we address that, bro.
Dang.
All right.
What's your am I the jerk?
I want to know if my wife and I are jerks for going to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Knowingly with sick children. And I don't mean just like
you
sick.
Took the sick kids with
no,
you?
No. We didn't bring the sick kids with us. Thank you for asking. No, we went ourselves, but we knew we were going with actively sick children at home. This was this past weekend.
Yep.
We went to our friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Alex and Kevin. They got married. You
Alex
know what I'm saying?
Used to work here.
Gang, yes, you know Alex well.
Yeah.
We host together at the Bucks too. Gang, gang, right?
Isn't her brother an NBA star? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are allowed.
People know Alex Poole.
Yeah, her brother's Jordan.
Because of her brother, yeah.
Yes,
from Menominee Falls, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and Alex used to work in our building.
Right,
yeah,
also a hooper, also in the area from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Some people know her. So
that's the homie.
Alex got married.
We were at her wedding.
Yeah.
And it was already kind of like rough to figure out with daycare, childcare. It was a Friday wedding, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
So we had work, we had events, we had things to do, getting there late. And then we went, dang, all of a sudden the boys get sick that day.
Yeah.
Right? Danny, our youngest, our 1-year-old, starts spiking a fever.
Oh.
Eye itching, going crazy. We do a doctor consultation.
No.
They're like, oh, he got pink eye.
Oh, dude, you know, one of the guys in the building just got pink eye.
So you over here with your eye itching.
One of the adults in the building just got pink eye. And now you're telling me your son had pink eye. And now, you know what?
Mind you, Danny's one. Sammy's already mad crabby. No fever, but mad crabby. Just like you could tell he's not right. Something's wrong.
I feel like your kids have been sick. They just keep cycling.
It's a cycle.
They get better, they get sick again. They get better, they get sick again.
And then we get sick and then get them sick again.
And
that has been a vicious cycle.
That has been everybody this winter. I feel so bad.
So being day of the wedding,
yeah,
being so last second, like I'm already on my way home to try to get dressed and changed for the wedding, leaving a work event, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going, oh man, what do we do? Aaron hits me up and was like, bro, we got to decide now. Do I get dressed and we go to this wedding,
right,
or do we cancel because these kids are sick, right?
Ah.
I looked at her and I was like, it's too late to cancel. I'd feel terrible not going. We gotta go. We already had childcare set up. Yep. My mom was coming up to watch the boys with my little sister, so they were already excited to spend time with the grandbabies, right?
Yeah.
We had it ready. We still went to the wedding, and now I'm going, dang, did we just risk getting everybody sick there? Because we were in spiking fevers, just because we didn't have pink eye, doesn't mean we're not contagious or carrying germs or whatever we're bringing from inside our house to them. Now I'm like, oh, bro, should we have just not gone? Are we jerks for going to this wedding knowingly having sick kids
at home?
Fever and pink eye, bro. Like,
You know what? I don't know the answer to this because, I think about what about if my kids are sick, let's say, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If I put myself in your position, I would still come to work sometimes.
Yeah.
And they just stay at home sick, right?
Right.
And people do that a lot. If your kids are old enough, you know, if they're young, a lot of times you'll stay home with them. But people go to work when they have sick kids at home. What's the difference?
And let me peel back the curtain even more. We had kind of like clued them into the fact that we might have trouble getting there, right? With our schedules, with everything, we're like, bruh, we're not going to be able to get there until really late. To be honest with you, we missed the ceremony. We missed dinner. We got there for dancing. That's what we pulled up for. We pulled up for the end of the middle end of the reception.
Yeah.
Bruh, so we already felt bad even missing it because it was hard for us to figure out to get there, and we made it happen.
So you want to know if you're the jerk, you and Aaron are the jerks for going to a wedding knowing you have sick kids at home. Courtney and West Bend texted in and said, not the jerk. After COVID, everyone is traumatized about being sick. You're good. Everyone's been sick this winter. It's never ending. I do agree everyone has been sick and it just keeps cycling around because we keep leaving the house.
Because we keep going to the weddings when we know we got sick people at home,
right,
bro. Like,
somebody else texted in and said, you're not the only one that went to the wedding with sick people around them. And I don't know if that's someone that went to the wedding or is just saying in general, like, everybody is sick.
Oh, so you were at the wedding too, dog?
Maybe, because I get it. You know, I mean, technically, somebody said, I take it back. The jerk. Oh, geez. You know what? Forget you guys.
Thinking about it on the back end, I'm like, man, I of course I'd feel horrible anytime I were to spread germs and get somebody sick. On the back end of COVID, we all know how quickly germs are spread. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we were masked up and we were in close proximity with a few people.
Yeah, for sure. Dancing and hanging out. Talking.
I saw friends from college that I hadn't seen that I forgot that they knew each other, like inner circle stuff, where I'm like,
That's nice. Snap.
Steve, what are you doing here?
That's nice.
My boy, how you been? Oh, dapped him up, hugged him up. Man, if I gave this man pink eye and a fever, I know that's for me. Allie, stop itching your eye.
You know what? If my eye itches one more second, I'm coming for you,
dude. Stop scratching your eye. Do not put this on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, I'm putting it on you if anything happens here. Jenna texted in and said, not the jerk. If you didn't go, think of how the bride and groom would have been upset. Meals are expensive and you were accounted for. Well, you got there after the meal.
And they knew we weren't going to get there on time.
Okay.
So we were accounted for already as the like pulling up late squad.
Well, and you went through so much, you got a sitter. Okay, 414-533-1037. I'm going to let the listeners.
You're not going to answer?
Hell no.
Man, forget you. Stop itching your eye.
Jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now I'm coughing?
Oh, hey. No. That's on you. That's on you.
Now my eye itches and now I'm coughing, DZ?
All right, chill out.
Come on. Hey, by the way, Jen from Lake Geneva texted in. She said she's missing DZ's Barry White voice.
Ah, sorry.
I'm not. I need my on-air partner back. I'm glad you got your voice back.
Same.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk is, are DZ and Aaron the jerks? Because they went to a wedding on Friday and they knew they had sick kids at home. They were not sick, but their kids were.
It happened so late, bruh.
Yeah. Listen, Shauna and Racine said, I feel as long as your mom was good with taking care of them, you're good.
Yeah, but okay. We also then put everybody at the wedding at risk.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just as easily said, you know what? You can still hang out if you want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me and the wife, you're going to go quick grab dinner and be right back.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. We went to the wedding.
Well, Katie said, I have five kids. If I stayed home when they were sick, I'd literally never be able to leave. Okay, no, real talk. Let's go to Jamila in Johnson Creek this morning. Hi, Jamila.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are the sales at the outlets today?
Should we pull up?
Just kidding. Don't answer that. Okay, is DZ and Aaron the jerk for going
to
the
wedding? No, not at all.
Oh. Ooh,
no.
Quick to it. Yeah.
Go on.
All right, explain.
No, because, I mean, eventually, I don't know if this couple that got married has kids or not, but if they do and or when they do, they're going to understand. Kids are sick. They're sick all the time.
All the time.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Stay home and not go out ever? Like, I mean, come on. I got to live life, too.
Mom and Dad need a little night out. Yeah.
For real. Like, I need to get down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong. You know,
did the bride and groom know you had sick kids at home?
So one of our friends that was there, you know our guy, Promise.
Yeah.
Our homie was there ahead of us, and him and I had been texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, these kids are sick now, man. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. But I hadn't told the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, the homie held me down and was like, hey, just in case they don't make it, I think he said the boys are sick, right?
Right.
So when we got there, the bride and groom were like, hey, what
up?
They
were happy to see you. Aw, that's good.
Heard y'all might have not been able to make it, man. We was asking about you earlier.
So they weren't fazed?
No, not really.
Not,
but then
but
I went,
that their eyes aren't itching yet either, though. So
they also haven't said thanks for coming to the wedding yet. You know what I mean? So maybe they're out here sick because of us.
They're on their honeymoon in hell.
With pink eye. Oh, bro, man. What? Could you imagine Hawaii with pink eye? Oh, no.
The whole wedding. Okay. All right. So Jamila says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. All I appreciate you, Jamila.
Thank you, Jamila.
Hey. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Amber in Hartford and see what she thinks. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is DZ and Aaron the jerks for going to the wedding with sick kids?
So I did say jerk. Obviously, hear me out, though.
No. Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying jerk.
All received.
With
your chest.
For real, bro.
Tell us what you think.
The only reason I say jerk is because, number one, you were already missing a large portion of it. So you were coming at the tail end. Fine. So,
sure.
Like, really?
What's the point?
They're not in the bridal party. Like, if you were in the bridal party, I'd be like, I have to be there. I'm expected.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and then you're also like, hey, is my mom and sister okay potentially getting sick now? Because, you know, you could have spared them and been like, you don't need to come. We're not going. So that's why I say it's a jerk. But
Grandma didn't care. Didn't you hear that? Grandma wanted to come see
them. Don't care. That's the thing.
She works with the elderly. So we really, like, tried to let them know. And we gave them the option to bail. Gave them the option to bail.
Mm-hmm.
And had they bailed, we would have had to bail from the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Our child care would have dropped.
Right.
So we gave them the option, and my mom still said,
I'm coming. I'll be fine by Monday.
Right. I've had pink eye before. I don't care.
I'm good. I'll just call into work.
And sure enough, she got there and started mwah, 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 right on the babies.
Of course, Grandma did.
Man.
Oh, man.
But Amber's saying jerk just because of all
I'm
the involvement.
I'm saying jerky, but, you know, sometimes you got to be a jerk.
Amber, I actually receive what she's saying, though. She's saying, what was the point if you were showing up so late anyway?
We missed 2/3 of the wedding.
Yeah. She's like, what's the point at that point to go? And,
like, what if you did go just for that little bit of time and you straight up gave everybody Rona? Like,
right,
I don't know, but like, it was like a bomb went off. You'd be like, oh. Sorry,
right.
I did all that in 10 minutes?
Really, though. Man, I was only here for an hour and a half. Whoops.
DZ and Aaron, they leave a mark everywhere they go in 10 minutes or less. I mean,
an impression regardless.
Yeah. It'll be a wedding to remember, right?
Oh, Amber.
Jeez. Hawaii will be. All right. Thanks, Amber.
Hawaii with pink eye. Bye, Amber.
Bye. All right. So split down the middle, then. Are you guys the jerks for attending this wedding with sick kids at home? Let's go to Danielle in Butler. She's off suspension, but we're not going to talk about that. Hi, Danielle.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Well,
I'm split right now.
My eye's itching, so how do you think I'm doing?
Chills.
I think you should go to the doctor about that, maybe. But I do not think DZ's a jerk.
Oh, my dog.
Go on.
Parents bring their kids to daycare all the time sick, and we would have to send
them
home.
Does it make it right?
No, it does not make it right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But people do jerk-like things based around their kids quite often, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Well, Michael in Franklin does not agree. He said, sorry, DZ, nothing like being sick on your honeymoon because the guest was contagious and didn't communicate it. Well, we don't know if you were contagious.
The kids were. We don't know if we were.
I mean, aren't you on antibiotics anyway?
That's a very good point.
You're on antibiotics right now, aren't you, from being sick last week?
And I had been on antibiotics already at that point, so I wouldn't have been contagious. It wouldn't have only been Aaron.
I rest my case.
Well, now this is just, is Aaron the jerk for going to the wedding and almost getting everybody sick? Ooh.
No, she's a teacher. She's got an immune system like none other.
Danielle's still saying, nope, not the jerk.
Honestly, she probably does.
She really does, though. Flex, let's go, Danielle. Appreciate you.
All right, so not
Happy
the jerk.
Wednesday, guys. Love you.
Have a great day.
Not the jerk, Nicole from Sheboygan says, as long as the sitter was fine taking care of the kids with them being sick. And then Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, I say not the jerk. Everyone should be popping that airborne this time of year. The airborne medicine.
Yeah.
The over-the-counter stuff. Yep. Well, you know, it has been an insane winter, though. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't stop. Circle back. And it's like the same people. Do you know what I mean?
And we went because we figured, honestly, we're feeling okay enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the odds that we're not the only people that might be carrying some type of contagious something.
That's the thing. Like, that's what blows me away with that anybody could be carrying anything and you don't know. And I learned this when they tested Owen for strep. This was years ago. I've told this story on the air before because he has psoriasis, which is like an autoimmune skin disease. Mm-hmm. And he had an outbreak when he was like 7 or 8, and he was healthy.
He was asymptomatic.
Yeah, and so the dermatologist at Children's said, you know what? There's strep going around. Let me test him. I want to see if he's a carrier.
Maybe.
And turns out,
like a Christmas tree.
Owen was a carrier, did not have strep, but was a carrier, and that's why his psoriasis was breaking out because his autoimmune system was weak. But he didn't actually, like, he was carrying it, but didn't have it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So when people go, they don't believe in the carrier thing. Oh, it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
You can carry it and not actually have it, but be giving it to, you know, other people. So then we had to put him on antibiotics. It was fascinating.
Whoa.
I was like, my head like exploded when I realized. I just saw it from a different perspective. You know, he was carrying it for sure.
I guess now I'm wondering how online's going to take it, and if I'm going to get lit up online.
Well, now
we'll see, bro.
Just another day on the show. Then if we get lit up again, because we got lit up yesterday.
Allie and DZ getting lit up daily.
But you know what? We give you tickets. Does that make up for anything?
Oh, and then the lines get lit up because we do got tickets, don't we?
Oh, all of a sudden you're our friend again.
Oh, you love us
Here
again.
Here we go.
Oh, now we're great again.
Well, let's play some Weekend because the Weekend is coming to Soldier Field on May 30th, and we've been hooking you up with tickets all week long. So, caller 33 414-533 1037. You're going to see this guy at Soldier Field May 30th if you're caller 33 414-533 1037. Good luck. I found backup. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa. What about Batman?
Buenos dias. I said backup.
Oh, I thought you said Batman.
Backup. Really, what I should be talking about is the fact that I'm surprised people are even showing up to work today with the snowstorm coming, DZ.
I mean, I figured everybody's going to be WFM today.
Honestly, I thought they'd all make excuses why they had to work from home. You're exactly like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But look who just walked by. The IT guy, Ed. Good morning,
Bars.
Ed. Good morning,
look Alex. Who just walked by. The IT guy, Ed.
I don't try to be a rapper. I just am.
Going platinum on Kiss FM, baby.
Where's the beat?
Ed, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in the studio because you didn't hear this because you were running in and out of the building like a crazy person.
Probably doing his job.
As usual.
I know. I was like, what is Ed doing here? And he's like, Allie, come on.
I'm working here.
I gotta be here.
Are our phones working again now?
They are.
Okay.
Are we sure about that, Ed? Are we sure this is confirmed?
It's pretty confirmed.
Okay. Because we had a winner for the Weekend tickets just now, and she kept dropping out, and we didn't know if she just had a really bad provider or if it's because she was in the middle of nowhere.
Mayville, yeah.
So you didn't invite me here to just have a nice conversation.
No.
You came to report IT issues.
Surprise! And
it's great, too, because you gave me broken headphones. Is that like a hint of, you know, you should replace these. This is kind of ridiculous.
Maybe the IT guy should fix those.
And since you're in here, my mic is also broken. I just got to be honest with you.
Do you know what? I forgot to tell you something. When you lost your voice.
You broke
Ed came in and actually fixed your mic stand. And I forgot to tell you. Is it so it's staying up now.
Oh, well, DZ broke something else. No, hey, don't you blame this on me.
I am.
Ed did this.
You know what, though? Ed did fix something for me yesterday. And that's what...
I did?
Do you remember I came in? I found you in the back of the building, which sounds weird. I found you in the back of the building.
Hiding.
And I said, Ed, my computer cord is like messed up and exposed. And he just literally went into a drawer and he goes, here you go. And he gave me a replacement. And I went, thanks, Ed.
Sometimes it is that simple.
Well,
you make it that simple,
we're not
man.
Used to having an IT person or anyone fixing anything around here. So it's kind of shocking to our souls. I'm not going to lie.
It's refreshing.
It is.
It's sad that simply handing you a charger is radio worthy these days.
You know, it's hard. It's hard. I'm just saying. Anything else you need fixed while Ed is in here?
I'm looking.
Here's a piece of paper. I was going to say, we got you, bro. We'll make the list. So yeah, the mic.
The phones. My computer cord.
The dumb button, the computer cord. Mm-hmm. Your mic stand still floppy floppies, right? Does it still floppy?
Let's find out.
No, it's actually pretty good.
You fixed that? You sound like everybody's husband right now. I fixed that. Sure you did.
Why is he trying to take my Barry White? He said, I'll fix that.
Every time we have Ed the IT guy on, people go, he's got a great voice.
All right, Ed, stop talking, bro.
He also has a really good personality for an IT guy, which is shocking. No offense to IT guys.
I make an impression because it's such a low bar, apparently. It's just so sad.
It is. I mean, no offense.
Well, you got a good voice and you do your job. You're automatically ahead, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody texted in and said, hashtag healthcare worker. We don't have a choice to work from home. Neither do we.
Right, really, though. Really? I guess we kind of do, Allie. We have the ability to do.
Now they're texting in. Ed has a great radio voice.
He does.
Thank you.
Yeah. Again, Ed, we're looking for a producer, my man.
Hey, add it to my list. Submit a ticket.
The things to fix, the producer role.
The ticket system, boy.
How do we get that pushed to the top of the pile, man? Whoever, that's less important than the mic.
You know how work has the ticket system, boy? When we used to have, before we had an IT guy in the building and we'd have to submit tickets, they probably hated us because it'd be like, bing, 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 bing.
Two tickets
bing,
a day,
bing,
dog.
And then they'd be like, how was your service? And I'd be like, sucks. You know, and they make you like rate it at the end.
Really? You'd say that?
Yeah, if it sucked, I sure would.
Oh, she keeps it honest.
These poor souls.
I know. I know.
But there was no IT here. You drove them all away.
I probably did, Ed. I'm not going to lie. But
that's why we've got you now, Ed.
Ed, you fix things and we like you. That's all it takes. I'm just saying.
I am kind of like a healthcare worker when I think about it, just for, you know, things that plug in.
That's true.
Wow. You know? Oh, yeah. You're a first responder.
He is.
Thank you
for
your service.
A virtual healthcare.
Okay. Yeah, Vicky in Waukesha texted in, hook me up with Ed. Ed is in a relationship and he lives with his woman. Back off, Vicky.
Now, if y'all allow thirds, I don't know what y'all lives are like, but you know what I'm saying.
So, do you allow thirds?
He said, all right, I got to get back to work.
No comment on that.
Oh!
Vicky! Drop the location.
What is happening right now?
HR is calling. I got to go. Okay.
We got to go.
Goodbye. Summerfest is coming in soon. Oh my gosh. Hi. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
I'm
going
to kick my chair back.
I ain't going to lie. Facts. No, for I feel the energy shift, baby, because it's big things in the room.
Ooh-wee. We're so excited. Our special guest is in the house and he brought us presents.
You know, we love some presents.
And you know, it's like the first day of school for him. Welcome to the show, our friend from Summerfest, Jared Woods.
Thank you.
Big dog.
Happy to be here.
Marketing specialist.
You have like such a great
genius.
We love talking to you because one, you hold all the secrets about what's going on at Summerfest.
I try.
You dropped the lineup this morning at 6 a.m.
You've been busy.
You guys dropped it earlier this year, huh?
This is like 6 weeks earlier. We usually go into March, so doing it middle of February is a big deal.
Why did you guys decide to do it earlier? Tell me everything.
Well, okay, because we love our fans. But also, like, so artists are actually booking way further in advance than they ever have before.
Interesting.
Really?
Okay.
So it was kind of one of those things from our team. We were just like, hey, we got to start working on this earlier. Things started to come together for 2025 early in 2024.
Got it.
So as part of that, we were like, hey, let's get this out earlier. Plus, it just gives our fans more time to kind of make their plans, you know, especially once the lineup is out, they can be like, oh, I want to go see XYZ artists. Let's schedule our hotel. Let's book our flights, whatever it might be.
Makes sense. Well, because people come in like that. We get jaded and really, really like lucky because we're home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got to go nowhere. Some people really fly and plan entire months for this.
It is kind of crazy. Like I feel like we've seen such an an influx of people traveling from all over the country, especially the past couple years, to come here.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, especially with some of our awesome amphitheater shows, like Megan Thee Stallion, she's not doing like many shows at all this year. So the fact that she's playing here at Summerfest is awesome.
Well, can I just tell you, by the way, you know, we always post our show online every day, and I'm not gassing us up, I swear. I have a point here. But last year, or when you came on the show after SZA was in town last year, and remember Kim Kardashian showed up at Summerfest, everyone lost their minds.
How could we forget?
How could we forget? How could we forget? That was like one of our most listened to episodes, was when you told us the whole behind the scenes about Kim Kardashian flying in for SZA.
People lost it.
Yeah. I'm going to take the credit. Nothing to Kim.
No, obviously this is all. No, it's 100%. They listened for you.
It was you, Jared. It was you. It was Summerfest.
It was your voice. It was your sultry tone putting that into the atmosphere that they listened to.
Yeah. No one knows Kim Kardashian.
Never heard of her.
We know Jared Woods, senior director of marketing for Summerfest, though. Big dog in the house.
That's right. And Jared's got all the secrets. So where do I start with the lineup? Because like you said, Megan Thee Stallion. So she's not doing many shows, but she's coming here.
Yeah. And she also actually teased a while ago that she's going to be dropping Act 3 of her album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be coming out hopefully right before the festival. So we'll have a little hot girl Summerfest action. So that's going to be an incredible show. Obviously, Benson Boone.
Big deal.
Yeah. He's just like, he's an incredible artist, an unreal singer. His Grammy performance was through the roof, flips, everything.
Yeah. People were mad that he didn't win Best New Artist.
Yeah.
They were fighting over that one.
Y'all mad at Chapel Rowan?
They were mad at Chapel Rowan. And I was like, I love them both, though, you know?
Next year.
Maybe. But that's what's crazy, though, is like he opened for Imagine Dragons 2 years ago at the amphitheater. He was the super baby artist at that point. And now he's headlining.
Dude,
that is my favorite part about the festival. Is like you see these artists who are playing on our side stages. Noah Kahn's another perfect example. He played the side stage at USL a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Now he's selling out Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Right. That's so cool.
And that's Summerfest for you, though, with the number of stages. You guys got, I will say, hundreds of stages, hundreds of opportunities to listen to music throughout a bunch of different days, right? So when you go, oh, who's this artist? Oh, who's that artist? And then you randomly stop at a side stage before you even know who an artist is and goes, oh, Benson Boone, that's a cool name. Yeah, guy sings pretty good. All right, I'm going to keep walking now. And then next year go, dang, I call Benson Boone.
Everybody loves to do that. Like, I saw him on a side stage before he was huge.
It is a bragging moment. It's a huge bragging moment. Yeah, I think that's the thing. We've got those artists every single year. So, you know, it's something for us where we love this day. The fact that we finally get to let go of all of our secrets and announce over 160 artists spanning all genres.
Well, good. Then tell me who the other headliner is. There's only one headliner marked that's hidden right now. Only one.
I was going to say, it is like 99% of the list. And normally, y'all don't even drop the full list like that.
Who's the missing link?
It is. You're going to have to wait to find out.
Oh, this guy. I can't tell you.
I know you can't, but I'm already trying to do all my conspiracy theories as I look at the lineup for Summerfest. Well,
you just teased the queen of teases over here, man. So you got her chomping.
You along, Allie.
I can't take it because I'm looking at all the headliners. So if we start with the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater, right? Yeah. We got Def Leppard and Tesla.
Yep.
Then you got Hozier and Gigi Perez, which is going to be huge.
Unreal show.
Our listeners are going to lose their minds for that.
Hot sell for sure.
We've given away tickets. We even gave away tickets to Megan Thee Stallion already. That was a big deal.
Yep.
James Taylor, Jason Mraz, Lainey Wilson, because you got to have, that's country, right?
She's country. She is like, man, she is blown
up. She's cool country, though.
She's very cool.
I'll show her some love. She's cool country.
Yeah.
She got sauce.
The Killers, you announced they're coming.
That's an artist I've wanted to see for so long, and I've never had the opportunity, so I am so jacked for
that
show.
You're going to be front row with that one,
Jared. My man said, I'm not working June 26th through the 28th,
sorry,
y'all know.
I'm busy.
I'm sick that day, but I'll be here.
The final weekend, July 3rd through the 5th, we have Benson Boone headlining.
Yep.
We have the Lumineers, which is going to be huge.
Yeah.
With Hippocampus, and then there's just one covered out.
And you might have not noticed that it was blurred out. You think it's a little design, but then you go, oh no, that's a name,
Jared,
under there.
You know what? Drink this drink real quick and then let's
let's open you up, my boy.
Have a cocktail and then let's see if we can get out of you the final headliner.
Matter of fact, we'll play a song. I'll get it out of them.
Do you know when you're going to announce the final headliner? It's the only one missing.
We have an idea. It's one of those things that, you know, that obviously just like the lineup, it's a giant puzzle.
Sure.
Pieces come together. So we're massaging it. It's going to be coming out soon. So you just got to stay tuned. But
Understanding so the fact that y'all work year, if not more than a year ahead the next year. Y'all been planning this since, you know, June and July of last year when you guys were already in the thick of it getting through Summerfest going, so next year, this stage next year, it'd be cool to have XYZ. Let's get that in the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've already got people reaching out to us about 2026. Wow. Which is, we're not going to talk about that.
Name them.
I cannot.
Name them.
I cannot.
It's a Housewives reference. Yeah. Sorry. Name them. Name them. Please name them.
But it's like one of those things where it's like you said, I mean, even the side stage is like an artist like Boss Man D-Lo. Like, he has blown
my
up
man.
In the past couple like months. And now the fact that we have him is a huge deal. So
can you stick around? We'll play a song. And then I have like 20 more questions for you. And I'm sure DZ does too. Do you have a second?
I think I can do that.
I know you're a little busy today since the Summerfest lineup dropped at 6 a.m. I know this is like your first day of school. You're probably exhausted, Jared.
I'm just thriving. Good. Coffee is my savior.
I know that's right. Man, this man's running off adrenaline right now.
He is. He's going to crash at like 10 o'clock tonight.
Don't
He's
ask him
die.
Afternoon, though. Yeah.
Well, there's some side stage acts I have a lot of questions about.
Same.
And I have we have to ask some of the questions we always ask Jared, like, you know, who wanted to play maybe that you turned down, mm-hmm. or who did you try to get that maybe isn't touring right now or something? And is Taylor Swift one of the headliners?
When is Kim Kardashian going to be here this year?
What celebrity is going to pop up like last year? Yeah. Like, yeah.
The little details that you know, Jared Woods.
You just never know. You never know.
Oh, we might know next,
we're going to know after this song. I'll tell you that much, Jared. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Let me love you. It's let me tell you next.
Hey, open the Summerfest cookies, though, while you're at it, though, DZ.
Oh, you already know that's happening. Come on now.
We'll be back with Jared Woods from Summerfest. Kiss FM.
Tell us everything, Jared.
Spill the tea.
Jared, look at the swinging pendulum. Jared.
Keep your eyes on the pocket watch.
You're getting me.
Now tell us all the details.
Jared, 103.7 Kiss FM. Summerfest. Jared.
Spill the juice, Jared.
Spill the juice. Spill the juice. Hey, no, seriously, Jared Woods from Summerfest. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, can that be my new theme song? Can you guys do a theme song for me?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
If you tell us who the hidden artist is, we will give you a theme song,
Jared,
right now.
There's a headliner.
I'm never getting a theme song.
Jared, look into DZ's eyes very slowly.
They are mesmerizing.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Listen to Barry White. Tell us. We are here with Jared from Summerfest, one of our friends from Summerfest. We have been looking forward to you coming in today because we know that you were dropping the lineup at 6 a.m. So this is a big day for you guys.
It's a huge day.
You're doing it 6 weeks early.
6 weeks early. And honestly, what a better day to start thinking about summer, being by the lake, warm weather than today.
On a snowstorm day.
Yes. On a snowstorm day.
That's perfect.
Seriously, because we already talked about the headliners, and there's so many great ones like Hozier, Megan Thee Stallion, obviously, Benson Boone, just to name a few, the one that Jared won't tell us about.
Mm-hmm, the one we're trying to figure out.
That I asked off the air and tried and tried and tried.
Still, my lips are sealed.
Oh, wait. Was that a reference?
No, stop.
Allie, did you look into that too far like I did?
I did. Okay, shoot. Never mind. Okay. So there's a lot of side stage acts that we haven't even talked about yet. And Jared, I know you have two little girls, you and your wife, and congratulations.
On the new baby. Congratulations.
New baby in December. And it's funny because I see Bone Thugs and Harmonies playing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Honestly, so that's
going to be amazing.
It's going to be a phenomenal show.
I'm going.
And I've got like one of my favorites. Story. So when my first daughter was born, my wife took her to Summerfest, and I was like, man, I'm so excited to take her to see like one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. And I find out that my wife took her to go see Buck Cherry, and I was never more disappointed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I said, no, baby, you got it wrong.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
I said bone, not buck.
Yeah, but I will say we have turned the corner. She is a massive Charlie XCX fan.
Oh,
good. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You know,
she loves Charlie. Loves Charlie.
That's awesome. Well,
Allie.
Yeah.
I know you're excited about Bone, but I think you missed the fact that Genuine's also here.
Oh, I saw Genuine. I saw Genuine on there.
Did you miss Fabulous? Fabolous.
Dude, I have a fabulous story. I don't know if I can tell on the air. I don't know if I can tell on the air.
Jared Woods, Mike Jones coming.
Mike Jones.
281-330-8004. Hey, Mike Jones, ball the low, because Mike Jones is about to blow.
I think we need an opening slot, and DZ, you just filled it.
Yes, sir.
Just take care of your voice, DZ, before the opening slot, please.
I'm a side stage guy.
Yeah.
Like, I love the side stages, and headliners are great, right? Mm-hmm. But I love really combing through and going, who? Mm-hmm. Who?
Mike Jones?
Y'all are...
Who?
I won't stop. For the next 4 months, I will not stop.
Because I know I'm geeked on the Mike Joneses, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also super geeked about the Natasha Bedingfields, the AJ and the Ali and AJs.
All right.
Ali and AJ is a big deal.
Okay. The best part about that is they're playing the same stage on the same night. So you get to watch Ali and AJ, and then we all get to hold hands and cry as we scream Unwritten with Natasha Bedingfield.
My wife and I will be there,
You know what? I'm doing a Hills rerun marathon this weekend
just to
hear Natasha over and over because I am obsessed with that one. That's amazing.
But to your point, so I'm going to do a plug. We also, for the next couple days until February 18th, you can get a 9-day U.S. Cellular pass for only $57.
What?
It is.
Say that one more time.
9 days, $57.
The U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes?
Yes, sir.
So for $57?
Hold on. Yeah. It gets you an every day of Summerfest.
Every single day.
For $57, which is a steal.
Shut up and take my money.
It's like a little over $6 a day. Like, that's insane. That is insane to think about. So, I mean, it's our 57th year. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, we got to celebrate. We got to show our fans some love.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, we are able to be an affordable music festival.
Yeah.
That is welcoming for everyone. That's huge.
It's so cool that Milwaukee has Summerfest. People don't understand that live here how special it is that we have this amazing music festival. It's a big deal.
You can't take it for granted.
No.
You get Benson Boone and T Grizzly on the same weekend. Where? Where? Where else? Where else? I'll wait. For real. I'll wait.
You won't. You won't find it anywhere
thank
else.
Thank you.
But that's what, like, honestly, too, it's one of those things where it's like, we haven't been successful for 57 years just being who we are. It's it's the community. It's our fans. Mm-hmm. It's our partners, sponsors, you guys who help support us. So it's truthfully like Milwaukee and Summerfest go hand in hand. Like, there's nothing better.
Such a fun time.
Perfectly
I love Summerfest
said.
So much. Who else is on the side stage we wanted to bring up? Because we were only talking about the first weekend.
I ain't even scratched the list. I haven't talked about Snow the Product. Ooh. We barely talked about Boss Man D-Lo, but Offset's also going to be here.
Oh, Offset, yeah. I saw that.
The list is genuinely endless, and I know everybody's always like, oh, well, this day, that day. I think there's such a beautiful weave, and there's always like a weekend where you go, oh, that's the country weekend. The public always goes, oh, that's the country night, or oh, that's the rap night, or no, we're all over this time.
Wait a second.
We everywhere with this one.
The Avid Brothers, if I said, are coming on a side stage?
Yes.
Wait a second. My cousins travel the world and go everywhere they go.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so they're coming here.
They're coming here, yeah.
So they're coming here.
They can stay with me. It's fine.
Your cousins are coming, Allie. Coming. Now you know.
Oh, yeah. Obsessed. A lot of people are, for sure.
People love the Avid Brothers.
I knew I said it wrong. I knew he was going to correct me. Let me go. For that one,
I would have said Avid too, bro.
I should have known. I was scared I said it wrong. Okay, but that's why Summerfest is here.
Well, there's some super cool nuggets. So Billy Corgan, lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins.
That is, again, these are side stages. People are going to freak out over some of these.
It's like the Jack Antonoff. So you're like, oh, they do little low key things on their own. Yeah.
He's doing this whole new side project, and he just called us up and was like, hey, I really want to play shows, and I love coming to Summerfest. I love Milwaukee. Wow. He's from Chicago.
Were you like, wait, is this really? Are you pranking us?
Is this a prank phone call?
Right.
No, but that's such a cool, that's like an unreal show for us to have on a side stage. A guy like Billy Corgan, who's such a well-known, super talented musician. So super stoked for that.
Honestly, we got to give you props for some of these side stages. How amazing. I mean, some of these people that could play the amphitheater that are going to, you can see them on a side stage. That is so cool.
For sure. And like, I think that's we always are trying to bring in new genres every year. Like we've got some like Arya Starr. She's an awesome, incredible Afro pop artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually opening up for Coldplay in Madison.
Oh,
so
nice.
She's part of the Coldplay tour, but she has some incredible hits. Like, if you like Tyla, if you like Tems, literally.
That's it.
We play Tyla,
That's it.
She's
say
incredible.
Less. Say less.
Is there anyone, and you can tell me if you can't, we're talking to Jared Woods from Summerfest because the lineup dropped this morning.
Shout out to the senior director of marketing, the man, the myth, the legend, the dog.
Love Jared and love everybody at Summerfest. Jared, tell us, is there anyone, and you can just say no comment, I'll allow it because, you know, is there anyone that wanted to play that you said no to? Anyone else that called you, or do you get calls like that?
We get a lot of calls. We go after so many artists every single year, and it's like it's one of those things where we are navigating. It's a giant puzzle, putting it together. But then also, I mean, the three weekends have leveraged our festival so much where we are able to bring in all these acts because artists are now they're kind of doing this weekend warrior thing.
Which explain that to people, whether they're a fan of the format. Let's just keep it real. You guys can get better artists by doing the weekend format. right? That's what you're kind of saying?
For sure, yeah. Because artists, like, they want, hey, we all want to spend time at home with our family. Right. So on the weekends, they'll go out and play a set of runs. So, like, The Killers, for instance, like, they are literally coming to Milwaukee. They're going to play, I think, an event in Minnesota, and then they're going up to Canada.
They'll plan a quick weekend set where it's boom, 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 back home.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, that's how we're able to do that, is because it's so many of these artists now just want to go out for 3 or 4 days, go back home, and then they're done.
They're done.
Yeah. And they're not going on a whole tour.
I mean, laying it on top of that, too, what's great is that since they are kind of doing power plays, or, you know, like power hours, if you will, through the weekends, it's non-tour. They're resting. But when they are out, they feel that energy of the crowd, and they give you all of the hits. And they give you all of their all. So you really get one of them, like, performances where you go, whoa, I just got a festival stop in a night. Whoa, my ears, my voice, whoa. That's Summerfest, baby.
Yeah. Dude, it's just like, I will never take it for granted, because it's like, when you go, you can start off at, you know, the US Cellular stage and go and listen to an artist.
Yeah.
I remember there was one year I did that. Then I walked by Generac and, like, Violent Femmes were playing Blister in the Sun. Mm-hmm. And then I walked all the way down to the...
Violent Femmes from here, too?
Yes, they are.
Yes, go on.
And then I walked all the way down, and Steve Miller, also a big Wisconsin guy, was playing the Joker. And I'm just like, this is like...
What is going
on? How can you experience that in a span of 15 minutes?
You can't. Anyway,
no, you can't.
No, that's amazing. You can say no comment to this, too. Is there anyone that you tried to get that couldn't come or was unavailable?
Yeah, I mean, every year. I'm not going to name names.
Shoot. Okay, fine.
How about this? Speaking of Milwaukee, speaking of weekend one, right? Talking about it. What other place is going to have Hozier where you can walk through one day, see them, Gigi Perez, and then who knows, maybe swoop by and see Milwaukee's own Eric Benet.
Mm.
My man's is coming too, if in case you missed it, y'all.
Dude, that is going to Eric Benet and Isley Brothers on the same night.
What? I knew they were going to be sharing the stage. Come on.
Making going on
listen,
in this city.
Listen. Bow, chicken, wow, wow.
It is going to be. Eric, he also has not been here for like a hot minute to do a show.
Really?
So, yeah, so we're super excited to have him.
Somebody texted in and said, I have a question for Jared and Summerfest. Don't you think it'd be so fun to throw a Kiss FM regulars party on June 19th?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
At Bone Thugs and Harmony, just saying.
Boom, 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 boom.
Is there any other answer but yes?
Yes! My man.
Don't be saying stuff on there that you're going to have to take back, baby.
We're going to make it happen.
That would be, dude, no, I'm going to be at Bone Thugs and Harmony. And
Jared
come,
said VIP
come.
Kiss FM event at Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Way to go, DZ. I like how we're just throwing it out there. Like, thanks, Jared. Thanks for the
invite. Everyone and anyone.
Jared's walking out of here like, I'm never coming back to Allie and DZ
again.
Oh, my God.
He's
taking
my
his cookies
gosh.
And goodies with him.
Okay, so you said, I know we're running out of time because you are very busy today and you are letting everyone know about the big Summerfest lineup.
I always have time for you guys.
Thanks, Jared. Well, tell him again about the awesome Power Pass deal going on until Friday, right?
No, yeah, until actually 18th. So next Tuesday.
Oh,
so you got some time.
Oh, I got
take
time.
Advantage of it now.
Oh, I can wait till payday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. But 9 days, US Cellular Power Pass, only $57. It's celebrating our 57th festival, which is taking place this year. So
nice.
It's a steal. It is an unbelievable deal. Highly recommend taking advantage of it.
Seriously.
Well, and I heard a rumor, it's a fact, that we're going to have more Power Passes as well down the road, possibly. Ooh. But there's no guarantee, so I would get them now.
That's true.
And it's a good gift, too, I always say.
It's a great gift. $57 for all days, nine days of music. $57 for 57 sounds right.
Mm-hmm. That is like, I think, like I said, I think it's over like a little over $6 a day.
And ain't nobody worried about tax.
No, we don't care about that. We don't care about that.
Well,
summerfest.com/lineup. Anybody can find that because I'm looking at it right now. I'll see you there on every single weekend because I literally, Hozier, I'll be at the first weekend. Megan Thee Stallion, I'll be at the second weekend. And Benson Boone, I'll be the third weekend. And then I'm dying to know who the final headliner is.
Yeah, y'all getting $57 from us soon. Y'all are getting $57 soon.
Well, maybe I'll come back on and we can talk about it someday.
Okay.
Huh?
Deal.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, one last question.
He maybe'd us.
Yeah. One last question.
Well, maybe you should tell us who the final headliner is.
No.
Okay, well then fine. The last question. Who's the blurred out headliner?
Come on, Jared.
Okay. No.
Oh, sorry, man.
I love you. You know that.
We love you, too. No, and we love Summerfest, and we love working with you guys. So thanks for coming in and dropping the lineup on
Thank
KISS
you.
FM this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you so much.